Join me in prayer. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The Psalms are like the psalm book of the Bible. And Psalm 19 begins with the song and praises not of the people of God, but the songs and the praises of the skies or the heavens. When written, it was believed that the sky was like a dome over a flat earth. So with the knowledge that people had at the time, the people of God looked at the sky. And even though it made no sound, no words, no intelligible words in any human language, they still heard the skies proclaim the glory of God and the work of his hands. The skies make this proclamation day after day and night after night. The sun shines of the glory of God, and the moon and the stars and the planets reveal who God is. Every day, every night, the sky continues to point to God the Creator, all the time. Moving on to verse 4, we're told that the sun is like a groom on his wedding day or like an athlete on the day of the big competition. There's an excitement, there's an energy. And even though the sun's job remains exactly the same every day, James Lindbergh says, joyfully it runs its daily course like a perpetually jubilant celestial jogger. And perpetually jubilant is not how I have ever felt about jogging. So I just love that. Joyfully the sun runs its course. The sun shining warms the entire earth every day, giving us life, and in doing so teaching us about God. At verse 7, where we stopped reading today, the psalm switches topics, so it seems, to the law of the Lord. So I want to read through verses 7 and 8. It says, the law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. All these words we have here, law, statutes, precepts, commands, those all point to the scriptures, the Bible, the teaching of God, all different names for the words that God has given us in the Holy Scriptures. So while the sun warms the earth, the commands of the Lord, the scriptures, provide light for his people. Theologians like to call it general revelation and special revelation. General revelation is the way that creation speaks to us and shows us who God is. The beauty of a sunset, the miracle of birth, the majesty of mountains and oceans, and the calm and the peace of prairies and still waters. The beautiful design, the attention to detail from the great solar systems to each tiny molecule. Creation speaks, shows us who God is. We could go on and on about the ways that the world that God has made show us who he is. Special revelation is the way that God speaks through the scriptures, the Old and New Testaments. Special revelation is what we know about God through the life, death, and resurrection of his son Jesus, And it's the powerful revelation of God through... So we have the powerful revelation of God through the world that he made, and that is made more complete by the story of God's salvation as told in the Bible. But what I want us to notice most about this passage today is how God desires to reveal himself to the world. God wants to be known. God is not hiding, trying to make it difficult for us to find him, kind of intentionally sending out strange clues as we go on some strange spiritual scavenger hunt. Though sometimes it seems that way. Sometimes it seems like it's hard to find God, but no, God wants to be known. The sky, day and night, reaches every person on the earth. Quietly and persistently and even joyfully proclaiming the greatness of God. Barbara Brown Taylor spoke of the spiritual search that we're on. She says, "The treasure we seek requires no lengthy expedition, no expensive equipment, no superior attitude or aptitude or special company. All we lack is the willingness to imagine that we already have everything we need." She says we need to pay attention. She points out the teachings of Jesus in Luke chapter 12, which I have summarized for us in just a few words. Jesus says, don't worry. Look at the ravens. Look at the birds. Look at the wildflowers. They're beautiful and God takes care of them. Don't worry. Look around. When we pay attention to God's world, we see lots of examples of life that we didn't make and life that we certainly can't sustain on our own. And that makes us feel small in a good way, as we realize we are not controlling all that is around us. When we see maybe a lake or a mountain, and when we remember that it was here before we were here and that it will be here when we're gone, we get a sense again of God's majesty and our smallness and dependence on him. Reverence is another word for it. That awe and that worship of God who is greater than we are. Barbara Brown Taylor says she can't even help but go to a place of reverence if she is paying attention to what is happening around her. And she told a story about cleaning one of her horse stalls and being surprised to find a small salamander under a rock. And that was enough to jolt her out of her, like, kind of just automatic chore mode into a place of reverence. Wow. God, you are awesome. So your assignment for today or tomorrow, sit with 3 square feet of earth and pay attention. That's what Barbara Brown Taylor suggests. I mean, it doesn't have to be 3, but... it also doesn't have to be a huge space either. It can be like a grassy or a wooded spot or lakeside or maybe even people watching at the fair, because God created all the people too. And all of the people reflect God's character as well. Notice things. Notice small things. Notice big things. Look out a window if that's all that you can do. Or maybe, in closer keeping with Psalm 19, maybe pay attention to the sky and what it says about God. We now know the earth is round, but that doesn't change that the sky shares with us who God is. Maybe it means watching a sunrise or a sunset and just taking that time to pay attention. Maybe it means stargazing. I wouldn't recommend looking directly at the sun, but feel the sun's warmth. Pay attention. pay attention to what the world is saying about our Creator and notice how God reveals himself to everyone, everywhere, every day. Let's pray. God, we see the beauty and the order of your creation, and we think of you. We see that you are both magnificent and holy and awe-inspiring and also peaceful and comforting and welcoming. We see your love and wisdom in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Our souls are refreshed when we read the story of your salvation in our Bibles. Help us to slow down and notice you. Inspire us to worship and adore you. Amen.